Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on the Tuesday, the 17th of December. 8 days till Christmas. I've sent Trading Day people my message re-Christmas trading. I threw myself back into it last night. Gave myself a good talking to. I picked up a good few quid last night. Cagliari Lazio did get the over 2.5, albeit at the death for anyone involved. But I actually had a pretty good evening just over a few games. So those of you who I'm trading for, we nicked a few quid there. But yes, I will be trading over the Christmas period, but I'm not going to be disturbing people's Christmases with WhatsApps and this, that and the other. So those who are on the trading group, I've sent you a message today. In effect, we'll do this weekend, and then I will just plug on my own through the Christmas period, and we'll resume the following weekend when football comes back on the 28th, 29th. It will obviously go quiet now. Racing's going to go quiet. There'll be no racing files. I think it's from Sunday through to Christmas, so there'll be no racing files at all because there's no racing. They actually have a break. I'll run a couple of comps on the Twitter and on the forum website over that few days. Try and think up a couple of things. Got lots planned. I've got a tremendous amount planned. New Year's going to be a very, very busy time with all sorts going on. There'll be things I need to fill you in on FTS wise. Things where I'm might need some help, things with bits I can't talk about at the minute, but yes, there's lots going on that I'm looking forward to. I know people saying it is just another day, but I am looking forward to 2020 starting, I'm not going to lie. Right, what have we got today? Football-wise, just one match. There's four Bundesliga matches, but only one that I'll be looking at myself at the minute, which is Union Berlin versus Hoffenheim. 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals. So obviously early goal, ignore it. But if it's 0-0, 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals, you can drip back it through sort of 10 or 15 minutes, so you get a better average price. And then go from there, remove liability on a goal or leave it to run or whatever you want to do, green up all around, whatever way people play in them, all sorts of different ways. Becoming, as I said yesterday, more apparent, and certainly my focus will be on mindset, discipline, people's approach. So I'll be dealing with that for you after Christmas for a lot of you as well. I just want to say again, I know I'm not going to keep going on about the dog, but the messages and that, honestly, they do mean a lot. They have helped me. I'm not going to say I've enjoyed this at all. It's worse than my last dog, but the messages from you all, even if I haven't replied, I do really appreciate it. Thank you. As I say, I've given myself a talking to and time to move on. I'm out the next couple of days on Christmassy do, so hopefully that'll take my mind off things, get me in the game. Friday's back to full football. Tottenham-Chelsea at the weekend. Big top four battle all of a sudden. And then obviously we'll be into heading to Falkirk and the Kelpies. Which I'm actually really looking forward to now. I'm not going to lie. I'm really looking forward to getting up to see my jock friends over the Christmas period. And then obviously back and straight into it. Right, done football. Horses, let's have a look and see what we've got. Where are we? Here we are. Right, it is in what time is it? It's 12:33 in the 1:25 at Catterick. 1:25 at Catterick. Oh, it's a non-runner now. It's just been pulled out at in the last hour. Okay, ignore that. So that's no good. We were going to be on Inca Gold, but it's now not running. Okay, in the 2:25 at Catterick. 2:25 at Catterick. Mercian Prince, the favourite, 2:25 Catterick, Mercian Prince. Anything above 2.2 is a decent bet, decent win bet. 2:25 Mercian Prince, 3:25 at Catterick, Again, anything above 2.2, Blue Sky and Sunshine, two decent bets there. Blue Sky and Sunshine, 3.25. Mercy and Prince, 2.25. And Fakenham, one at Fakenham, which is in the 140. Fakenham, 140. Richard Johnson's Mount, Encore Champ. Richard Johnson's Mount, anything above three, a smaller win bet. So decent bets in the ones at Catterick, a smaller win bet there. That will be it for me now from Horses on the Pod until after Christmas. I'm out the next 2 days, and then obviously we're into the break for Christmas. I won't do Friday, Saturday. I will return after Christmas with any Pod Horses, and they'll continue through obviously after that. Right, I think that is it. I think that's a lot. Got a lot planned for New Year. There's going to be lots, you know, discipline, mindset, definitely an approach. Other topics that I need to cover, which I will keep my powder dry for the minute. I'll let you know more about certain things that are going on over the next sort of week, 2 weeks. But yes, all positive. I still think we've got a cracking suite of stuff, and we can only make it better in 2020. I personally cannot wait for 2020 to come. I'm not wishing my life away, but I know it's just a day, but just to get this year behind me and move on will be lovely. And I'm looking forward to all sorts that's going to be going on in 2020. Right, have a lovely Tuesday. I'll be back with you briefly tomorrow just to run you through any football that's on tomorrow and the same Thursday. And then obviously Friday we'll be right back into it. I might have a couple of stories in the build up to Christmas of comedy value just to get into. One that I was reminded of yesterday by a mate of mine who came to see me, popped in for a cup of tea, about when I fell asleep in Westmoreland High Street, which was a story I'd forgotten all about, but I will tell you that one. That was 2002, I think. Actually fell asleep in the day in Westmoreland, on the pavement in Westmoreland. But there was reasons why. Obviously alcohol related, but I will fill you that in sometime next week in the build up to Christmas. Time to get some frivolity going and get some stories going. Right, have a great Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.